This is the time to invest in Israel.
We are a very special company.
Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. Today we are launching a new segment called Where's the Money? In this episode, we sit down with the founders of Nexus Club, a young company working behind the scenes to connect early stage Israeli startups with the investors they need to grow beyond Israel's borders.
I am Gabriel Ariel and I am the co-founder of Nexus Club.
I'm Nir Hazut and I'm the co-founder of Nexus Club.
Welcome to the Israel Daily News. We are at an interesting time in history. Things have been very difficult in Israel. We have been in a seven-front war, and there's a different front that you two are combating, which is bringing business from Israel to the international community. It's not easy, and we're gonna get into it with our founders from Nexus Club. So welcome to the show. So what does Nexus Club actually do?
Okay, Nexus is more than management company. It's a management company with a family office mindset. We are helping them to navigate this difficult journey when you're looking for investors. We started Nexus Club to make sure that the right entrepreneurs will meet the right investors and on the right time. This is what we are doing in here. And from the last 10 years, I am in this industry, and I was started as a young entrepreneur with a big vision, and I know the quality of the connection between the right people and the right time. So this is what we're actually doing in here.
Nir, tell us about yourself and the work that you do at Nexus.
So I'm Nir Hazut, I'm 41 years old, living in Herzliya. So this is Nexus for me. I actually started my career in the US, pursuing acting. So, you know, I had so many stops in my career, but finally I decided that my mission is helping the startups. It's the point that startups meet the right investors, as well as the right partners. And we're here to make sure that we're picking the best teams and the best team getting funded. This is our mission. We have a huge vision of getting more startups, achieving or getting the right funds in order to grow, in order to expand and go out of Israel to many countries, spreading their products, the good that they do, and we are here for that.
Nir, tell us about some of the businesses that you're working with, and if you could highlight one that you think is really interesting and special, please share that with us.
All right. So we have several good companies, but I will pick one that I think solving a big issue. It's helping a big industry to achieve faster growing. And this company is actually, they were exporting in 3D printing. And as we know, the 3D printing, it's a huge market, but in Israel, not so many companies made it to the US market. So they decided to use their technology and to start producing the shell of the drones. And as we know, homeland security are growing very fast and drones always needed. So that's why now they're producing the shell of the drones and they do it very well. And this company is actually in a very high growth. When we met the entrepreneur, the CEO of the company, we understood one thing. We understood that they need money very fast, and they right now in pipe fundraising. It's about raising private money to a public company. So we understood that we can get a big part of the fundraising. And since this company are with us for the last 1 month, their growth is very high, huge potential, and we see that actually they're growing about 50% in less than 1 month. So we connect them with the right investors. We open up for them a new world of right investors for them, as well as strategic investors. That was the work with this company, and we see great results very fast. It makes us very proud and satisfied, and you know, we really feel very good with helping those type of companies.
What are some of the challenges that you're hearing from the companies in your portfolio, and how does Nexus help fulfill their needs? How do you support them?
Young companies, when they are in the like the pre-seed, they have no proof to show to those VCs, so they need strategic angels investors, and we are here for that. We are here to hear what they need, to understand who are the right investors for them, and to make the match. Okay, we found so many good companies that didn't made it to the seed round and the A round so well because they didn't found the right investors, strategic investors or some money to develop their product and to move on to the next level. So we are here for helping those young companies, pre-seed companies. We really feel that this is our part. The other part, I would say seed A and so on, there are so many good VCs and good money, and it's the best market for it. But when the company is very young, we really found that our part is very helpful and meaningful.
If I were a company that was interested in working with Nexus, what would you share with me about the process? Take me through what it's like working with Nexus from the beginning to the end. What can I expect, and how do you work?
Indeed. So basically, I like the sentence that my partner, Gabriel, always repeating, boots on the ground. And we have boots on the ground. We like meeting the entrepreneurs, the startups in the field. We're going to accelerators as well as expos and so on. And we meet those entrepreneurs. We meet people that thinking of starting a company. And we are always hearing new ideas. So what we're doing is actually, first of all, meeting the entrepreneurs, hearing what do they have. We try to correct them in the right way, to maybe give them some advice of who to recruit to their team in order to go to the investors and give the right pitch and have the right team in terms of best CDO, good guy that knows biz dev, as well as good teams. You always need good teams, and we're helping them with that. We are very good on give them the first advice as well as going out with them with the process of writing the story, the fundraising story. So when we're writing the fundraising story for them, it makes sense because there are so many angel investors and investors in general that receiving always the decks and the one pages, blurbs of companies. But when you come with a unique story, this is what we're very good at, to investors, he sees something different and then he wants to see you. When you have the opportunity to meet the investor and you make a good impression, you have the opportunity to meet him again. And this is what we are doing, and we're very good at that.
How they get us or how we get the right people, it's not only boots on the ground, of course, it's about know them personally. We know the journey. We can meet them at the wedding and get updated and get say, in the next month I'm going for a round again. And I guess this is the beautiful story of the Israeli ecosystem, because we always connected somehow. So I know someone and I just meet him at the bar or at the coffee shop, and as I said, at the wedding or the party, whatever, and he just tell me about his journey and what challenges he's facing right now. And if we can help him, so he will approach us again. And
he will send a friend.
Yeah, this is the beautiful story of the Israeli ecosystem. And this is our strength, I guess, that we are sharing the challenges between each other. So this is why the personal the personal connection is super strong in here. Also with the business partners, with the investors, and of course with the entrepreneurs.
Do you provide human capital, or you're just dealing with the money, the investors, and some support?
We're dealing with the marketing story and the money. About the people, we sometimes can connect them with the right company.
We did it that week. We connected CEO for a company that actually can help him grow his team on the right time. Like it was super fast. and we definitely help with the connections. Zionism is something very important. And I guess I'm inspired from Theodore Benjamin Zev Herzl. He's the guy that actually inspired me a lot because I learned from him about entrepreneurship. Because he brings many people for one reason, for one vision, and they working together until now. And today, we have very good opportunity to do it again. Through entrepreneurship, you can solve a lot of problems, and I guess that this mindset is about to be a Zionist, is to get people together behind an idea to bring peace to the world, to bring good into the world. And this is the time to invest in Israel. This is the time. This is exactly the position that all the investors need to look for.
Nir, you have a story that you wanted to share with us about one of your companies. Please.
Yeah, there is also a great story about an entrepreneur that came to us from a good friend. He still has a great product of connecting credit cards with rings, with anything that you can carry on your hands. Okay, bracelet, whatever. And I understood that it would be pretty complicated to get an investor for him, since it's not his specific technology, but he's such as a good entrepreneur. He sold a lot and he got great achievements. So I understood there is one guy, one investor in our portfolio that can make the difference for this guy. I made the match and we saw one out of one. In our industry, when you're going to raise funds, most likely you will raise funds out of 20 investors that you can meet. Here it happens one-on-one because it's the right match. And I think over the years we develop the right skills. And also we understand people very well. That's why it's becoming more easy for us to make the right match. It was like one out of one. So yeah, I'm very proud of that for our club.
Can you tell us about the scouting that you're doing?
Yeah, so I mentioned that we always on the field, we like boots on the ground, we're meeting many, many entrepreneurs, startups, ideas, and so on. And since we have this knowledge and, we're meeting so many entrepreneurs, we can help people, or I would say funds and VCs abroad that looking for to invest in the Israeli startups, the startup nation. So we are here to help every fund or every VC, every investor that really looking for to invest in the right one. We know how to find some companies that not so many talking about, since they want to keep it secret and they don't want to spread the rumors. They don't want competitors, obviously, but we meet them. And we can help investors abroad to find the right startups that really, I wouldn't say need the money, but it's like, I would say it's a common interest to make this match, yeah.
Can you tell us about a time that you scouted a company in an unusual place?
Indeed. So as I said, I'm leaving the business all day long, okay? I would say that since I lived in Tel Aviv for 10 years, and as we know, most of the startups are in Tel Aviv, so I'm always meeting startups. I'm going to conferences, I'm meeting startups. I'm going to lunches with friends, I'm meeting startups. I'm going to parties in the nights, I'm meeting startups. I was in a pool party. and then some friend of a friend, a friend introduced me to his friend, and he has such a good idea and such a good team. He was in a very special unit in the army. I met him, I understood he has great company in his hand, and now we are helping this guy to raise funds.
Are you able to tell us what they do? Are you able to tell us what it is?
It's a Gen AI. It's a Gen AI. I cannot tell so many details since, as I mentioned, those companies, they like to keep what they're doing secretly because they don't looking for competitors in this stage. But Gen AI, great company. Those guys are from special unit in the army. And we believe they're doing well, as well as they got very fast traction, clients, and so on.
What is your message today? What's on your heart?
Wow, so many feelings. This interview made me really excited, but what is on my heart? The fact that we are a very special company, and we really here to find the right talents and to look for them, the right investors, and we do it out of vision as well as Zionism.
I love it. I love that.
Amazing. My pleasure.
Gabriel, what is coming up for Nexus? What do you see in the future? If you were talking to somebody that was in New York or that was in London, what would you say is needed and up next for Nexus?
First of all, look in our portfolio, okay? In our portfolio, you can find very good stuff, very good companies, and also we are working so fast. So everything is moving fast in here. So I definitely invite you to watch in our portfolio. And of course, if you have a beautiful company with a beautiful achievement and a great team and great mission, definitely approach us and we will love to help you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us today. This was really interesting. And you know, I've been saying this, the last 7 years that I've been in Israel, I have seen diplomacy take shape after business. And I think what we've seen with Israeli politics and Israeli diplomacy is that some of the channels that people have been using to try to achieve new partnerships, it hasn't worked quite as well as through business. And what we're seeing with the Abraham Accords, for example, we see on a big level that from the ground up, people are making business. We have Israelis going to Dubai and people from the UAE coming here. We have a lasting normalization with the UAE, with the United Arab Emirates, that actually survived through this whole war. And I think a lot of it has to do with the strong business connections, with the strong people-to-people connections. So what you guys are doing really is important. And there's, you know, there's a lot to be said for starting relationships through business, because when everybody can succeed and everybody can benefit from the relationship, that's when you see these relationships really flourish and really go to the next level. So, kol hakavod, big respect for you two for really doing things in a way that could create lasting relationships across borders.
Right.
I live it and I agree with you 100%.
Yes, me too, and hopefully we're gonna have more peace agreements with some other countries in the region.
Yeah.
And thank you, Shana, it was a pleasure.
Yes, of course, thank you very much. It was very exciting and interesting to hear your questions and, you know, hear ourselves talking about the important stuff, because daily we are just working with people, doing whatever we need to do. And right now we have the opportunity to share with the world what we actually want to do and what we're actually doing. So,
about our plans as well.
Stay tuned, I can say.
Indeed.